Former President Donald Trump is the target of at least three separate investigations that are in the news this week. One in Congress, one being conducted by the New York State Attorney General, and one from the Manhattan District Attorney. Reporter Ilya Marritz covers Trump legal matters for NPR. He untangles the case with my colleague WNYC's Jennifer Venasco today on Consider This.
Ilya, several investigations into former President Trump made news this week. Congress is investigating White House records related to the insurrection. And here in New York, State Attorney General Letitia James has accused Trump's family business of fraudulent or misleading practices, namely lying to the IRS and others about the value of some of its properties. What prompted that?
Right. So Tish James has been doing a probe of Trump Organization business practices for close to 3 years. It was prompted by Michael Cohen's testimony before Congress. And that investigation has steadily gathered strength and evidence. And what she did this week is basically lay out a lot of the material that you could imagine prosecutors presenting to a jury. And I think it's a signal that she is very close to bringing a charge, although she has not made a final determination whether or not to do so. I'll just underline that this is a civil probe. But what she's showing us this week is damaging excerpts from emails. We have side-by-side ledgers with numbers that don't seem to match, and previews of what possible witnesses will say or would say if they were called to the stand. And what it adds up to is a picture of a business that lied to many people and institutions over many years, allegedly, to improve its financial position.
And when do you think that will, you said that you think it's pretty close. Do you think that might happen imminently?
Well, she's close to a decision, but I don't know that she will actually announce it soon. There's one big thing kind of standing between her and that decision, and that's her effort to try to get Donald Trump and his three eldest kids to testify. That's actually what the filing this week is connected to. So basically, she is seeking to question former President Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump, who both worked at the Trump Organization. Donald Trump Jr. Still works there, and really test her evidence against their knowledge and find out how they respond. I don't expect a decision on that to come very quickly, and that's because the Trumps have countersued. This is a matter that I think could probably be litigated for quite a long time. And as we know, there's also a separate criminal matter, which is an actual case in an actual court, which Tish James, the New York Attorney General, is also a participant in. And I can easily imagine a judge saying, you know what, let's let this criminal case play out a little further, and then we will see in time what happens with a possible civil suit if Tish James, in fact, wants to bring one.
So that's the third investigation. That's being led by new Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. And where is that?
Well, as you say, that is actually in court. The charges were filed last July by then District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. The key decisions that he's going to have to make in the medium-term future are whether to charge additional defendants, possibly additional defendants with the last name Trump. Right now, it is just the Trump Organization and its former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, who are charged, but they could charge a Trump or somebody else. And the other big decision is whether to broaden the charges. Right now, the case is built around a tax avoidance, tax evasion scheme, alleged, but it could expand to cover some of the business practices that Tish James is spelling out.
And what are you going to be looking out for in the coming weeks with these New York investigations?
The next big thing on the calendar is the DA's criminal case is set to go to trial next summer. That is not a long ways away. So as a prelude to that, I think we can expect motions, including some possible motions to dismiss, coming very soon. But then there could be subsequent motions around admissible evidence, what kind of questions can be presented to the jury and such. I'm also going to keep watching DA Alvin Bragg's office. He is a new DA. He is taking ownership of the case. So we will have to see if he strikes out in a new direction. If a civil suit is filed, obviously that could complicate things. I think that'll be an interesting wrinkle, more than a wrinkle. I think it'll be an interesting separate matter if it happens. And it's just worth underlining here, the DA and the New York Attorney General are working together. So it is an enormously complex matter. I should say the Trumps have said that both probes are politically motivated, and they are pushing back really hard on any suggestion that there was any impropriety at all.
That's reporter Ilya Marritz, who covers Trump legal matters for NPR. He was talking with my colleague at WNYC's Jennifer Vanasco on Consider This.